Welcome to the We Are The Church podcast. This podcast features real people with real life stories from GBC. While these stories are their lived experience and we are thankful for their honesty and vulnerability in sharing with us, we are aware that sometimes topics raised and issues discussed on the pod might cause the listeners distress or in some situations be triggering. If you need emergency assistance, please call Lifeline on 13 11 14 or their website is lifeline.org.au. If you need additional assistance, non-urgent support, contact a counselling service such as Hopefield on their website, hopefield.org.au, or call them on 02-9545-0299, or speak to your pastor or trusted friend. Welcome to the We Are The Church podcast, hosted by me, Adam, and my beautiful wife, Brianna. Throughout the podcast, you'll hear and experience people's stories of faith in action to encourage, strengthen, and inspire you.
Hear the real-life stories of people from Guymere Baptist Church and our local community. There will be a few laughs, serious chats, and amazing encounters with God through the love and hope of Jesus Christ. We pray that this podcast reaches you on a deep level and encourages you on your own journey of discovery and faith.
Tonight, we've got myself, Adam, and my beautiful wife, Brianna. How are you?
That's me. I am doing really well, thank you.
And of course, we've got Logan Keeper with us, mate. How are you?
I'm good.
Yee-hee.
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, you're welcome. And honey, I think you can ask the first question.
Oh, I get to be first cab off the rank. Well, yep. Logan, what an absolute pleasure it is to have you here tonight.
So good,
and
man.
So excited to hear more about your story and your walk. So let's kick it off. Logan, tell us a bit more about yourself.
Yeah, cool. All right. Well, my name's Logan. We address that.
good start. Look,
I'm a youth leader here at GBC. Been a youth leader for like 4 years now.
Nice.
What else? Kind of running young adults at the moment. Love that space. Kind of love our PM service and our young adults here. Yeah, what I do with myself? I'm a Sparky.
Sparky. Nice.
Yeah, electrician.
Yeah.
Kind of moved and transitioning into solar. Been doing that for the last couple of years.
Okay.
And in the last month, my brother and I actually started our own company.
Oh, awesome. So, yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. Should we do a little plug? What's your company name?
Yeah, Pacific Edge Solar and Electrical.
Fantastic. Oh,
nice. Find us on socials.
Yeah, there you go. Look them up.
Like and subscribe.
Yeah, that's it. All that jazz.
1 month in. That's really exciting. What made you decide to sort of go out and start up your own business?
Yeah, look, I think being two brothers in the same industry, yeah, was always kind of a plan and a bit of a goal.
That's helpful way when you know each other so well as well from growing up together. Yeah.
That's it. We've always worked well together.
Trust is there as well.
That's it. Yeah. So
it's awesome. Family dynamic.
Definitely. So just thought, you know, like, let's do it. Let's do it while we're young. You know.
Awesome.
And, yeah, give it a red hot crack.
Yeah, nice. Wish you all the best. I'm sure it'll be fine though.
Yeah, you'll smash it, man. So what is something people might not know about you?
Ooh.
Is he an open book, people? What do you reckon? Is he?
Yeah, he's an open book.
It's going to be hard to find something.
Yeah, cool. I love me some Tay-Tay, some Taylor Swift.
Tay-Tay.
T-Swizzle.
Yeah. So, you know, that's only new.
Okay.
Can thank my wife and
and
Nick Jindal for that. Yeah. What else? I don't look like a surfer, but I love to surf.
Ah, there you go. Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Other than that, nice. I'm pretty open book.
Yeah.
Love what you see is what you get.
Yeah. Nice. Where's one of your favorite surf spots at the moment?
Yeah.
Cronulla Point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that a lefty or right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the local.
Yeah.
Kind of where I learned.
Yep.
Still no good, but I charge. I give it a go.
Started as a grommet. He's progressed a little bit from there.
Yeah. Yeah. So, no.
Bit of surfing lingo, people, sorry.
That's it.
Nice. Yeah, I'd imagine it would just be nice to be out on the water in God's creation, right?
Mm. Oh, definitely. Yeah, for sure.
I've heard there's been a lot of dolphin pods out there. Have you seen any local wildlife lately?
Yeah, some dolphins. Saw a suspicious fin the other day.
Oh, dun-dun.
That's it. Who knows what that was, but we'll just go with a dolphin.
Yeah. dolphin.
One of the guys I know at work actually mentioned he's seen some turtles out there recently as well.
Oh, true. Yeah. I've seen some drone footage of some turtles out and about.
Yeah,
nice. So.
Yeah, it's awesome. Great to see that the wildlife's coming back into the bay.
No, for sure. Yeah. It's cool.
They must have got over COVID, thought they'd come in and suss us out.
That's it, yeah. They're done with isolation.
Yeah. Time to come into the bay and check us all out again. That's it.
I love it. So kicking back in, you know, along your Christian walk, has there been a particular maybe series that you've read or watched that's been influential in your faith journey?
Yeah. Look, I'm not a reader, so don't read. Can't read, really.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So, yeah, I wouldn't say there's been a book per se, but for me it's always just been community.
Yeah, nice.
You know, that's been my space and that's been, you know, that's been where I've kind of thrived, where I've learned, where I've grown. So, yeah, whether that be youth, kind of young adults, whatever that be, Christian surfers, stuff like that.
Yeah. So maybe for you it's probably been more hearing, like, amazing influential speakers along your way.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Is there, like, been a standout recently?
Ooh. I wouldn't say a standout. There's just the consistence and the constants kind of that are just always speaking into my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. You're kind of always looking forward to hear from, recharge, and, go from there.
Yeah, excellent.
Okay, so in your journey, when did you become a Christian?
Yeah, cool. Look, I don't think there was ever, you know, when I was going through my walk and growing up, I think the whole time I would have told you I was a Christian, and if I was asked, I would have answered, yeah, I'm a Christian.
So you come from a Christian family?
Come from a Christian family, yeah, mum and dad, Christian. Nice. You know, grew up in the Christian school, church every Sunday, kind of the standard. But looking back at it now, there was definitely a season, probably in like my mid-teens, where, back then I would have answered, I'm a Christian. But, you know, looking at it now, I think that was kind of more in the backseat. Always a Christian, but, really.
So no defining moment, like as a kid, like –
Yeah, look, there was always your youth camps and all them, which, you know, you felt super recharged from and, you know, you came out on a mad Jesus high. Always those spaces, but no, like pretty consistently always would have considered myself a Christian, but definitely been on the roller coaster of like highs and lows in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and nice. Whether, you know, God's in front of me and I'm walking with him or, you know, I've put him in the back seat. And, he's kind of there when I need him or, you know,
Yeah,
nice.
So you did mention that you're involved in youth here.
Yeah.
So keen to know, you know, what does that look like? How else are you serving, or is there another ministry you're also involved in, whether that's at Guymie Baptist or, you know, just in your general day-to-day?
Yeah. Look, so youth group, I mean, I thrived off youth group. Like I'm a kid myself.
nice.
So running around on a Friday night, you know, like feel at home, love that space. Like I said, been doing that for 4 years. Kat was the young adults coordinator, but she's on maternity leave at the moment.
Yeah. Shout out to Kat.
So I've kind of jumped on board a little bit there and helping out with young adults, which, you know, I'm super passionate about. I love the young adults, kind of love that space.
Yeah, nice.
You know, it was so pinnacle for me.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm still a young adult, but, like, you know, so important for me and my faith. I just love to be able to try and facilitate that for others.
And what does that look like?
Yeah, so this year we've tried to kind of come up with a bit of a young adults calendar. So we're trying to once a month do some sort of catch up, whether that be a dinner, an outing, a worship night. You know, things like that.
Yeah, nice.
Once or twice a month,
Yeah, awesome. There's one coming up.
Yeah, there's a worship night coming up. Yeah. Oh, I might get this wrong, but the 23rd of March.
23rd of March? Sure. Yeah. Oh, sounds great.
Yeah. There
you go. Is that for young adults or could anybody come along to that?
Young adults is going to be, I guess, our focus.
Yeah.
But, man, if you identify as a young adult.
Yeah, and you're come keen on to down.
Come around, yeah.
Come and check
is
it
that
out.
Going to be held at Guymie Baptist?
Yeah, so that's here on a Thursday night.
Nice.
Details are going to come out hopefully this week. They'll be on all the socials.
Check out GBC News and the socials.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, that's awesome. Fantastic. Yeah. And so youth, like what kind of age group does that look like?
Yeah, so look, we kind of cater for your year 7 to 12. So I think that's 13 to 18-year-olds.
Yep.
Yeah, I love those guys.
Yeah, that's so good. And is that made up of like people from the church, or are there also like people not from Gaimu Baptist that come along?
Yeah, look, it's pretty interesting. So at the moment we're probably 50-50 with kind of church kids and like our kind of GBC kids and then kids just from the community and like schools.
Oh, yeah.
Who, just from around different
Yeah, friends come or someone's like, hey, come and Friday night, this place is cool, let's hang out.
You know, it's been super encouraging. Like the last probably 3 weeks we've seen our numbers grow and we're getting, you know,
so
five
good.
To eight new kids each week.
How wonderful is that?
So good. Praise
pretty,
God.
Yeah, pretty special to see that happen.
Yeah, and yeah, it's a safe space for them to come and be able to hang out and have community, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah.
And so what does youth look like on a Friday night?
Yeah, yeah. I'm keen to know.
Yeah. Look, Friday night, kids rock up at about 7. We hang out for half an hour, 45 minutes, put on some food. Dance, skate, play
cool.
games, yeah, handball. Then we dive into the word and a bit of a devotion for, yeah, like half an hour. Then we break off into like connect groups, which is kind of your year groups. And you kind of, it's more of a Bible study, more of a life group. You can, yeah, catch up with your kids, kind of, yeah, see how they're going, see what's going on with them. Pray over them, and then, yeah, we dive into, like, a final activity.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
I want to come to you.
Do it. Do it.
Bring a friend.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. Changing gears a bit now, who has been the most significant in supporting you in your Christian walk, someone in your life?
Yeah, look, I think every season there's kind of been someone.
Yeah.
You know, from people like your Matt Willis, who is kind of my youth coordinator, like our youth pastor for as long as I was at youth, to Mick McGovern, my life group leader, and then just some like friends as well. You know, I can't not mention my wife. She's amazing.
Awesome.
She's been a massive rock like for the last, however long we've been together, 5-6 years.
Yeah, amazing. Mm. 1 year wedding anniversary already.
1 month.
Three months.
Oh, yeah, that's right. 3 months. I'm getting this wrong.
We were talking a few different dates earlier.
Too many
days.
Too many days. Yeah. I wasn't in the room, people, so I missed all that.
I hope I got that right. I think 3 months.
Yeah, 1 month business.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Business has been 1 month.
Yeah.
3 months wedding.
Amazing.
I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
And 5 years together.
Five, 6 years together.
Amazing.
Okay. That's awesome. Yeah.
So many good. Milestones. It's so wonderful.
Apparently we're still celebrating our dating anniversary too.
Oh, okay. I love that. So hey, I'm up for any celebration. So.
Yeah. So they got thrown in there as well. So
you got to remember that one as well.
I've got to remember that one too.
Don't forget birthdays.
Don't test me on that, please. Please don't. She'll listen to this.
Yeah. We won't test you on that one. It's all good.
Love you, Beth.
Yeah, shout out to Beth. You're amazing. Oh, I love it. The next one we're going to talk about is what's your take on discipleship and how do you actually live that out day to day?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it would be, yeah, your youth group, young adult, trying to be, yeah, an example of God's love and light in those spaces. One of my favorite quotes has always been, you might be the only Bible someone will ever read.
Oh, wow. That's
which,
good.
You know, I've thought and kind of known to be so powerful. So kind of just being that example of God's love in every space, whether that be in the surf, at church, at youth, you know, wherever that be, on the footy field. Just being an example of God's love and being that difference that someone might see, because you might be the only Bible someone will ever read.
And do you know where you got that from, or heard it from, or
look, my youth kids just quote me now with it because I say it all the time, every chance I get.
Yeah, nice.
But
it's a familiar phrase.
I
love that though.
Yeah, no,
what a fantastic quote.
Yeah.
And it's like true. That. You just never know where or when somebody needs that.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, like, I was only in hospital a couple months back, get surgery on my finger. And just sitting there in the waiting room, and one of the nurses approached and we just got chatting. They were doing all their normal checks, and then all of a sudden they're like, hey, do you go to church? Wow. Super random.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, don't – that wasn't a question she was meant to ask.
Yeah.
No, like, exactly.
You know, that didn't have anything to do with my hand, but it was just like, hey, do you go to church?
Mm.
And, yeah, I was like, yeah, I do. Why do you – like, at yeah, yeah. Well, how do you – like, why do you ask? She's like, look, I don't know. I just kind of got this feeling.
Wow.
So, yeah, that was kind of pretty encouraging. And, yeah, I guess is that that's me trying to, yeah, be the only Bible someone will ever read or be that example.
That's amazing.
So she picked up on that from your her interaction with you.
Yeah, just me talking about my broken thumb, I guess.
Yeah.
Wow, it's fascinating how that how God does that. Like just interacting with a total stranger.
That's it.
And they pick up that something's different about you. I love that. That's so good.
End up finding out she goes to church just at Soli's around the corner.
Oh, nice.
She was local, but yeah, just crazy.
Yeah, see, Christians can see Christians. It's you know.
It's something there, isn't it? And it's such an encouragement when you get to connect, even non-Christians too. I mean, how many times you've probably been out and about and God's just created that moment for you to be able to have that conversation or give someone that encouragement.
Oh, yeah, and they just, people are just like, oh, there's something different about you. What is it? And you're just like, oh, got Jesus, you know, Jesus.
And I just think that's so powerful and such a good way to then dive into conversations. And, you know, that's been so – like I've had people like that in my life. And it's just being that example. Yeah.
Awesome.
It's been great.
Okay, so we've reached that time. It's the question of all questions. what is a significant turning point or faith story in your life where you have seen or experienced God at work, Logan?
Yeah. Look, so I guess we kind of touched on, you know, my mid-teens. Always kind of thought I was a Christian, but kind of in this time, like 2014, 2015, 2016, 17, those few years there, I was playing footy for Cronulla Sharks.
Were you?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Wow, what a great opportunity. Like
playing rep footy with school.
Yeah.
Nice.
You know, I had a bit of a chip on my shoulder, kind of thought I was the man.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, like, that definitely would have been a time where I put God in the back seat.
Okay.
I was kind of running off my own, you know, popularity, my own kind of, worth that I found in the people around me. And I guess for me, 2017 was a real turning point. Like, in the 1 year, like, lost three people in my life.
That's
hard. I lost one friend to cancer. He was in our year at school. Then lost another in a car accident, only a couple months later.
Yeah.
But I think one of the biggest things for me, would have been at a party. Again, thinking I'm the man, you know, at a party, kind of, thinking I was loving life a little bit. And one of the adults at the party actually took his life, at that party.
Wow.
And that was pretty confronting. And look, despite, you know, thinking I was the man and that the world, you know, revolved around me, still didn't really drink. So I was probably one of the only sober ones at that party.
Oh, wow, yep.
So I was actually the one who found him, like had to do CPR. You know, had his son kind of screaming in my ear not to let his dad die.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like that was probably a real confronting time for me and really, don't want to say put me back in my place, but definitely made me have to look at the world and, what was
just
going on.
Just do a bit of reflection, check
for
back
sure.
in, what's,
yeah,
what's important, a, what's
yeah.
not.
That's it. I mean, it stopped me right in my tracks.
It's when you're confronted with something like that, it just gets you going, wow, this is life, this is real, this is happening. I need to, what am I doing in my life now?
Yeah, definitely. So I think that was, that was kind of me being stopped in my tracks. Like that year 2017 was just a roller coaster. And I think through the ups and downs, you know, I'd pull God closer when I needed him, then put him back in the back seat when, you know, I thought things were going good again. And it was just a roller coaster that year.
Big learning year too, right?
Definitely. Yeah.
And so how do you feel that year as a turning point? Like what were some of the things that you were like, okay, these are some things that need to change, or I've got to put them down, or I've got to pick up?
Yeah. Look, I just think leading up to that, I found my identity in the people around me, in my popularity, on social media, and I was really just worried about what the world was thinking of me. You know, the world kind of, yeah, just felt like it was, you know, orientating around me. I think that year, I think really just made me stop and think, you know, like life's short. You know, this popularity, this identity that I'm building, you know, where's that way up? Like what's that mean? And yet really made me kind of, yeah, reflect and look at what was going on and where, you know, I was finding, yeah, my identity. And then, yeah, that led into a youth camp, which don't know how I ended up there. None of my friends were there. I think Matt Willis gave me a call kind of the week of. And, yeah, that youth camp was just such God's timing, such a perfect, like, yeah.
You needed that.
I needed that.
Right. So what happened there that was so pinnacle?
Oh, look, for those who've been on, like, one of our youth camps, we really spend time on a Saturday night in prayer and in worship. And on that Saturday night, I just, yeah, just felt this weight off my shoulders. You know, felt that my identity didn't need kind of the people around me's approval. Yeah, just really felt this weight off my shoulders. I actually had a couple of youth leaders, yeah, pray. Like they knew what was going, like a couple of things that have gone on, but just having them pray and, you know, being spirit led and kind of praying right into absolutely everything kind of I needed.
Yeah. Amen.
It was just such a God thing.
So good. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, you're a great example of, you know, how challenging it can be when, you know, sometimes God does lift you up into a higher area. And I mean, you were in quite a spotlight environment, you know, playing for the NRL, you know, quite high profile. You know, did you see God at work in that season for you, even though at the time you were a bit like, oh, this is awesome and look at me and wow. But looking back on it, could you see God in that season as well?
Yeah, look, I definitely back then, no, I thought this was all off me, that, you know, I had earned it, that I'd kind of put myself in these positions, that, you know, I'd done what I needed to do to be there. But no, definitely think that, you know, God was at work and had his hand kind of over it all, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing.
So what seasons were you there? Because 2016 they won the comp. So
this was juniors. So I was.
Oh, I see. Yep.
I was a couple levels down from NRL. I was still in high school.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
At the time, but I mean, to me, I felt like the man. I felt.
Yeah. You know, playing for the juniors.
Yeah. Well, you were heading into like quite a future.
The trajectory
career,
looked
right?
good, right?
Yeah. Trajectory looked good. You know, we're playing. Definitely. Like we're training with the NRL team.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
You know. So. Running at, you know, Andrew Fifita and some of those big boys, Paul Gallen.
Yeah, 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 the lads. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely put a chip on my shoulder.
Yeah.
And so obviously, you know, your trajectory changed and you've got a trade and, you know, you're starting up your own business and you're starting, you know, like that's fantastic. Yeah. How did you deal with moving away from – because I'm guessing it took a lot of years – before you even got into junior league of training and effort and thinking this is where it's going, and then it changed. So how did you deal with that? What was involved in that?
You know what? That transition felt easy. And I think that was God. The fact that, you know, I could leave school, I could drop footy, and kind of just start this whole new chapter, and that it felt so easy. Definitely felt like it was God at work. You know, I've always felt and seen God kind of after the fact, but opening the doors and kind of closing the doors that need to be closed, and definitely like clear as day see that was one of them, kind of closing that door on footy, and then opening a new one.
Yeah. And how did you know you wanted to be a Sparky or like have a trade? Like what was your inspiration for that?
I was just done with school.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So you're like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, I was done.
I'm done.
I was done. Look, couldn't see myself finishing school. So I dropped out year 11.
Okay.
Couldn't see myself finishing school. Couldn't see myself, I guess, going back to uni. Kind of, like I said, God at work opening doors, and he did open this door. It was school holidays. Kind of in a space of a couple of weeks, I decided that I wasn't going to go back to school after the holidays and that I was going to look for a job. And kind of in that week, in that 2 weeks period, I found a job and I had a job lined up. So like definitely see, God opening those doors.
Yeah, you could see that it was God at work. It was like, well, obviously I'm not going to be going back to school next year in year 12. So I'm going to, I'm doing this, I'm going to get a job, I'm going to do a trade and awesome.
And I love hearing that because, you know, someone who might be listening in right now and going, I don't know, school's not for me, I don't know what I'm going to do, or maybe
that's true.
I thought my life was going this way and, you know, it was shaping up to be this. But then actually there's an even better thing over here. And you sharing this story hopefully is opening up the hope and opportunity that there is different opportunities and paths for everybody.
Oh, so many. And God works in so many different ways.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you might think you're on a path, but that path can change so quickly. You know, if I go back to, 12-year-old me, I never would have been a Sparky, never would be owning my own business. Would have thought I'd be, playing NRL. Playing footy. Would have just been my future. We took a little right turn and now I'm a Sparky and,
working with your brother.
Working with my brother.
Yeah, awesome. Life.
Loving it. Youth leader.
Happy
beautiful
days.
Beautiful wife.
Life is good, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
God is good.
Amen.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for sharing. Probably one last question we'd like to ask is how, or in your day-to-day, how are you following Jesus? What does that look like for you?
Yeah, look, so for me, it's praying always. My wife and I, we really try kind of pray every night before we go to bed, spend some time in prayer.
Come on.
And then serving. Whether that be at youth, young adults, or Christian surfers, being in those spaces.
So what does it look like at Christian surfers when, do like people come up to you that are just surfing or you see them out in the waves and you're like going, get up next to them on your board and talk to them? I don't know. How does it work?
I've only jumped in with Christian surfers in the last, probably since November.
Over summer.
Over summer. You know, so Christian surfers actually started here at GBC, now it's global.
Amazing.
So good. Yeah, that's awesome.
So, I mean, I guess what that looks like is every second Saturday we catch up, we go for a surf. After the surf, we grab some brekkie and spend time in devotion. I guess out in the water, I mean, we're just a bunch of Christians having fun. Kind of. Just trying to be, the only Bible someone will ever read.
True.
You know, allowing people to kind of approach us and for us to meet people where they're at. For a lot of people.
Do you have something on your board, like a cross or something? I don't know. Like, does it make you a point of difference? Or do people do that? I don't know.
I've got a Christian surfers shirt that I'll wear in the water. But.
Otherwise, you just look a regular surfer
I just look like a regular surfer,
So, it's your actions that speak louder than words.
Definitely. And, I think it's so cool to be able to meet people where they're at. So many people coming into the church building, can be so overwhelming and so confronting. Chatting to them in the surf, coming and grabbing brekkie after. So, we often have, we'll meet people in the surf. Get chatting to them and then they'll jump out with us after, come grab brekkie and then sit on the hill with us and chat.
It's all about community.
Just building that community and again, just meeting people where they're at and I guess showing people that we're cool.
That's right.
I think it's like having that similar interest, like it all a surface. So depending, regardless of the level that you surf, you know, or is that the thing? You know, you can all relate because you all surf. So you're like, you've all got something in common. And so that's your common ground, but then you guys can start to relate Jesus into that picture as well, which is awesome.
Cool. And it's just letting God, you know, God be at work in that, however he wants to use that, right?
Yeah, just facilitating a space, really.
Yeah, that's really cool. So if someone's listening in and they're like, Christian surfers, I like surfing, I want to check that out. Like, what is it? How does it work?
Yeah, cool. So find, I guess, your local CS. So there's Christian surfing groups all up and down the coast. I think our local ones, being here in the Shire, would be, I guess if we go north, we've got Maroubra, then we've got CS Cronulla, and then there's Stanley and then Wollongong.
Cool.
Okay, cool.
You know, they're kind of our close ones. But, I mean, you've got CS in Brazil, you've got, you know, CS down in Tasmania, you've got CS Indonesia. So really, find your local CS. A lot of them have like a social media page. Jump on there and
find out when they're meeting up and get along.
Get along. That's it.
So awesome. Like I've just jumped on the leadership team with CS Cronulla. So I mean, if you're if Cronulla's your local spot, chat to me.
Excellent.
Happy to point you in the right direction. I'll bring you along.
Yeah, nice.
Awesome. Sounds like a great way to spend a Saturday.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. Get a surfing, get some grub, happy days.
Happy days.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
That's it.
And is that's like for anyone, right? Young, old?
Anyone, yeah.
Female, male, kids?
Yeah, so we've got some old dudes who charge, you know, in their like 60s, out there on their longboards, loving it. Probably a better surfer than I am.
Yeah.
They've got the experience.
And then we've got some young kids as well.
Yeah.
Who are pulling into little barrels, loving it. Yeah,
nice.
So no, it's anyone, and no matter your school level either.
Yeah, don't feel intimidated by these guys. You can probably rip it up better than them.
That's it. You know, Beth doesn't surf, but so she's got her Christian swimmers group.
Nice.
Yeah, so her and a couple of girls are Christian swimmers. Same time, same place, and then have brekkie with us after.
Love that.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Love that.
Community. It's just being out there, part of the community.
Yeah, community. It's so important.
Yeah.
I think it's, so kind of vital.
Yeah.
So I love it.
Excellent. And, you know, if you were sort of talking future state, is there something that you're praying into or hoping, you know, might be sort of next steps for you with your walk with God or?
Yeah, look, kind of loving where we're at the moment.
Nice.
Like I love youth group, you know, love those spaces, love young adults. I think for me, would really just be able to dive into those spaces, commit more time, and really watch those spaces grow. I think that would be really, really cool and awesome. Something that I'm, keen to see happen.
Yeah. I really, listening to you sharing your enthusiasm and passion is infectious and it's, you know, it's lifting my spirit up as well.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for sharing. And, you know, I really think whoever's going to listen into this one and listening in right now, you know, I'm sure that you're hopefully also feeling inspired and feeling the passion that Logan has in your area where you feel God's working for you in ministries that you can be reaching through.
Yeah, it's been so encouraging having you on, Logan. You're an inspiration, man, all the things you do, youth, Christian surfers, like what an inspiration. And just seeing the transformation that God's done in your life from like what you were doing in the NRL and stuff like that, and then you've come full circle into like God's kingdom, you know, like working in God's kingdom sort of thing. So yeah, true inspiration, man. It's been great to have you on.
Appreciate you guys.
Yeah. And we'll see you around GBC.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the We Are The Church podcast. We hope this inspired and encouraged you on your own journey of discovery and faith. If you or anyone you know has a faith story to share, please get in touch with us.
You can reach us at office@guymebaptist.org.au. Also, if you would like to know more about Jesus, pray with someone, or come along to Guymer Baptist Church, please check out the Guymer Baptist Church website at guymebaptist.org.au.
Until next time, I'm Adam.
And this is Brianna saying, God bless and peace be with you.